Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. Hey, let's see. How y'all doing? I'm doing great. He's doing great.
What's happening?
We are back, and hopefully you all have been watching my YouTube channel. We just had a wonderful ceremony renewing our vows. It was great.
This is like the marker. Like, we make it 10 years, we can stop trying.
Yeah. Like, no, for real. It feels like real grown up. Like, I told somebody, I said, I feel officially like we are not newlyweds. Can't nobody say, oh, y'all just... I mean, we still young.
Yeah, you can't talk to somebody that's been married for...
Literally,
yeah,
I just...
Oh, is that it? 10 years? You've been married for 47 years.
One of the women that I was in mom to mom with, it was a mommy support group. She had posted, I think, it was this past week, her and her husband celebrated 20. And I was like, and she's not even like, she doesn't seem like she could have been married 20 years already. And I was just like, dang, 10 more years?
Yeah. I know, now that I think back, I know a few people that's been married for like 20 or 25 years. You look at them, it's like, but they got married like at 17 and 18.
Right. And we didn't, obviously. We were grown. I got me he was a little tenderoni. He was tender. He's supple little 25-year-old.
She was already walking with the hunch over.
Nah, still ain't got a hunch.
Old lady.
Still looking youthful.
That's my old lady right there, y'all.
So on today's podcast, we're going to do something a little different. It's actually an idea that I stole from Gay Babe TV there last year. They celebrated their 5th anniversary, and they pulled some questions off of a blog that they answered.
Take your arms off the table.
Oh, am I making a lot of noise? Yeah. Sorry. Last year, they answered a question off of a blog, and I thought, oh, that's such a good idea. I was like, I'm going to steal that. I told her, too. I'm stealing that for our podcast for our 10-year anniversary. So we're now at this place, and of course, my internet is acting a fool. So hopefully I can get this loaded here in the next couple seconds. If not, I have it loaded on the computer. But real quick, before we jump into those questions, did you have any thoughts about our vow renewal other than the fact that people were loud and in your ear?
Nah. No. I hadn't really thought about it.
No.
You should have asked me that like yesterday or earlier today.
And then you could have thought about
it. Yeah, right now I'm like, nah. I mean, it was nice. I could tell people enjoyed it. A lot of people express their appreciation of us making them a part of it.
I hope you guys got to be a part. I Facebook lived it because I thought it would be a nice thing to share. And then obviously I threw it in the vlog as well. I was surprised that I got emotional. Are you surprised that I got emotional?
Nah.
You like, I'm
wonderful. Why are you sitting so much? Oh, your chair is elevated. I'm like, I'm over here looking all short.
No, you're not. We look the same height. And, oh, so I'm short?
Nah.
Yes, I am. I'm waiting for him to admit that I am a short lady. And
you and Wonder Woman come from the same.
Oh, really? Yeah, really?
Amazonians.
You're a mess. Well, anyways, did it come up? Let's see. 10 questions. This is a blog called FridayWeareInLove.com. I'll try to remember to share the link.
Friday, we're in love.
Yes. They're like, just on Friday, we're in love.
All right.
The rest of the days of the week, we struggling to be in love. So we are going to answer these 10 questions. Oh, and tell them, we'll also do one in the blog, but tell them the three places, because you, for those of you all who are just now kicking it with us for the first time, we do an anniversary trip. We've been doing this since our, we did a trip on our second year anniversary to San Diego, well, Ensenada.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a surprise. We were going to celebrate one of my girlfriends who was getting married, or, yeah, she was getting married. But since then, Marcus started the tradition of surprising me.
We both take turns of, like, one. Like, I planned it last year, she plans it this year, and we don't tell the other one where we're going or what we're doing or how long. Well, we usually say how long we'll be there
because of our schedule. He's got to take off. I've got to, like, at least book out with my agents. Yeah,
rearrange your schedule. So, but it's her year this year. I did last year.
Last year, he surprised me with St. Thomas. And I'm telling you, that was nowhere on my radar of places that we might be going.
And it's gotten competitive. Like,
yeah,
we try to outdo each other. Like, I've already started planning for next year. I'm like, whatever you got, it's going to look shameful.
Whatever. Yeah, because I started the out of the country portion.
Yeah, it's supposed to be somewhere in California every year. And all of a sudden, she want to do cruises and stuff. I'm like, okay.
You know, I mean, the cruise was one, and then I took you to Los Cabos. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I do.
I did my Denzel. I said, all right. Okay.
Yeah. I had to outdo him. But it's nice. It's a nice time for us to reconnect.
Then I made her look stupid.
Yeah, St. Thomas said definitely. And we did. And we were just talking. This is a little TMI. We have some of the best intimacy when we away from our house.
They should burn that hotel room. Wherever we stay, they should just burn it down when we leave. It's like,
I mean, it makes me... I've been feeling like a young whippersnapper. I really do be like, just... Like, this, my knees is good, my back is good, thighs are strong.
Talking about the people downstairs don't speak English. But they're going to know exactly what's happening right now.
They're going to know. You're going to learn today. Tell them your three guesses, and we'll also do it in the vlog.
Oh, yeah, she told me to guess. I was like, what did I say?
You said...
It's Turks and Caicos, St. Lucia's, or Costa Rica.
Those are his three guesses.
Just kind of spread it out in the Caribbean, nice little triangle.
You all give me your three guesses. The only places out of the country we've been so far are St. Thomas, Los Cabos.
St. Thomas ain't out of the country.
It is out of this continental United States.
Yeah.
And we've been to, like I said, Los Cabos, St. Thomas, and Ensenada. So do you all, one, think we're going out of the country again? And two, if you do, where are we going? And if you don't, where are we going? Let me know in the comments below. All right, so now to these anniversary questions. I briefly skimmed over these, and I'm going to tell you what, it did not help me at all coming up with answers for these. So we're both in the same boat. So.
All right, because I never know what's going on.
All right, let's do it quick. Number one, what has... I got a crack in my screen, y'all. What has brought you closer together this year? What do you think brought us closer together? My mom's in the kitchen, so if you can pick up, if you hear her voice, that's all it is. She's right in the kitchen. So what has brought us closer together?
Let me see. Closer together this year?
Yeah.
Pain and injury.
Yeah. His injuries have definitely...
I've had to lean on her more than what I ever have, because I've been incapacitated a few times this year. Twice. I ain't going to say a few.
I feel like during your job search, I was more of a help.
You said this year.
Yeah, I know. But you said more than you ever have. I feel like I was a better partner then. This time, he needed so much physical help, and these twins wear me out. I don't know. There was something, did you tell me? But I honestly can't think of a moment or anything that brought us closer together this year. I mean, our vow renewal. There we go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Boom. Hey. What is your favorite memory of this year together? I'm going to keep going to vow renewal.
Nothing's been done.
We haven't really. Have we done anything?
You set it out for my birthday.
That was a nice memorable. I'll take it. That was really memorable. It was nice. It was beautiful. It was nice to see so many people come out and celebrate you. It was probably your biggest birthday party out here. Biggest birthday party probably you've ever had.
No.
You've had a big birthday party.
Oh, yeah. Street closures. Literally. I can't even play. That's in Kentucky, though. It's where I'm foreign from. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. If you could relive any day from this past year, what would it be? I guess it possibly would be your birthday, just so I could have gotten a picture of the entire group and gotten a pet monkey here.
Yeah, I ain't need no monkey.
Either wanted a monkey or a tiger.
The tiger would have been out the hook. We would have made the news because something would have went
epically wrong.
Yeah.
I also wanted a caricature artist to draw the people as they were there, and I wanted to do a murder mystery. So there were elements that I had to drop. The murder mystery would have been great.
You can go. Nobody would have to think.
They wouldn't have had to think.
You do gotta think.
No, you don't.
All right.
You just get killed. The only part they would have to think, because I would have made them kill in their best impersonation
of
you.
You do that stuff at your birthday.
It would have been fun for your birthday too. Get out of here. I know fun. Don't act like I can't plan a good party. What would you relive?
I know one thing I wouldn't. I don't know. I really honestly can't answer that with I would definitely relive this day.
I bet you would relive the day that you decided to run against that boy for the second time.
Third. Yeah, I would. That's the one day I would definitely. Wednesday. March 1st, 2017, yeah. At about 6:45.
You know what? That brought us closer.
Not even... run just that 10 minutes. Chill out, Marcus.
The coaching together brought us closer. As much as we didn't want to coach, I think that brought us closer together. Working together on more things than just the podcast. I'm sure you would rather just not be close than to coach with me, but I feel like that brought us together closer. What has been the best thing about being married?
Being married to you.
I mean, come on, somebody. Can I get an amen? Amen. I feel like I have a real partner.
Textbook answer right there.
Textbook, dummy. I feel like you're my partner. Like when you, especially when you're on top of your game, your husband game. I feel like I truly have a partner in life.
What's my husband game?
Just when you're being very, like, aware of where I'm at, like, mentally, emotionally, and not even just aware of what I'm doing in general.
Oh, yeah. You be having a lot going on.
But, like, the fact that I've been able to do these speaking engagements is because you have been, like, supportive. And granted, these are your kids, so I don't need to ask permission for you to watch the kids. Like, you just gotta watch your goddamn old kids. But you have, you've done it. And I know some people who just would be like, I don't feel like dealing with the headache of my husband watching the kids. And I'm able to be like, all right, I got to go make his coin. So it's nice to have a partner.
You're welcome.
Do you have an honest answer?
What was the question?
What's the best part about being married?
I said being married to you, everything.
I mean, but you said it sarcastically. Do I?
Yeah.
Well, why can't you say that in a loving way?
No, let me think. You make being married easy.
I do.
Yeah.
Thank you. What do you mean by that? Thank you.
I don't know. You just make being married. I hear people's complaints or gripes and stuff that people have, and I'm just like, yeah, I ain't got to worry about all that.
Yay. I'm glad. That's like you gave me a little trophy. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Y'all see how many words of affirmation she gets on a daily basis.
I'm like, I got a trophy. You said something nice about me. Anything shocking you've learned about your spouse? I learned something this year for sure. Oh, that could be a day that we could relive.
What?
I'll go back to that. It's a completely separate thought. But what I learned shocking is something that you almost had.
Oh, man, there you go.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's why I don't tell you stuff.
I didn't know. I'm just saying this man has a past that has
I lived a life like everybody else.
You know, I lived, but I didn't live. Yeah, he lived with capital letters. L-I-V-E exclamation, 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 because there needs to be three exclamations behind it.
Possible fourth.
Hey!
And what was the question again?
What is something shocking you've learned about your spouse?
It was something shocking I learned about you. I can't remember what it was.
I mean, your life is so shocking, you can't remember things that happened in my life.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I know what it was.
What?
I still don't believe it.
What?
Something you say you haven't done.
Something I'm saying I haven't done.
Yeah. That I'm like, yeah, you did.
Oh. But that's not it. Whatever. You've won the first of all. Did not learn that this year. And it's the... you know what? My husband, and not just my husband, other people, they try.
What Jay-Z say? If everybody around you is crazy, you're insane.
No. It's just my husband and some the husbands of my friends that I'm close to.
Yeah.
Don't
even go away. Let's go on with the next question.
I haven't. It's not shocking.
All right.
Anyways. What is a bonus quality you received in your spouse that you didn't know about until this year? Did I get any bonuses that I find out something about you? What? Mm. I'm trying to think if I got anything out of you that I didn't know about in years prior that made me go,
It's genetic blood pressure problem.
No, that is definitely not a goddamn bonus. That's some bull crap. I don't know. We've been together for so long. I don't know if
if you're getting bonuses in 10 years, something's wrong.
Somebody's hiding
know
some
each
stuff.
Other. Yeah.
Or you hiding from yourself. One
right.
of the two.
That's how I look at it.
Let's see here. If you could do anything different, what would you do? We would have did better with buy our money when we didn't have kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's what definitely.
When you don't have kids and you don't plan on having kids, you ain't planning on having kids.
No, it was never that I didn't plan on having kids. Well, I just didn't plan on having them when I did.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Outside of your schedule that you have planned.
Right. I mean, we did do good by ourselves by buying a house when we did, but we could have did a lot more because at that time I was making a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of expenses, so we could have really saved or invested or something, but we didn't do it. We got married and we bought a house. And that was it. That's what we had to show for it. And we partied. Anything else?
Nah.
Yeah, the money thing definitely. Yeah. I would have did better by. Did it say what have you learned from your spouse in the past 12 years? Marcus is always teaching me stuff. He really is. I'm always he thinks that I'm being patronizing or being just stupid sometimes when I'm just how you know that? But Marcus's wealth of knowledge is always surprising to me, and I'm always learning something about some scientific, whether it be for him it's just a property of science, if you do this and this, this is bound to happen, or this and that. I don't know these things, so when he says them to me, I'm like, what? Oh, okay. All right. You just knew that?
Yeah.
So.
She always showing me something new on technology-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep up with the new.
If you could have seen the struggle of getting him signed into my iTunes account today, I was just
You didn't even know it was going to do that, though.
I know, but I didn't think he was going to get me locked out of the account. Usually when you can't get in enough times, two times, it's just
Well, okay. No, I tried your old password. I didn't know you changed it.
Yes, everything.
And I was maybe I'm spelling this thing wrong. You just special way you spell
it. And you did.
And then I tried it
knew.
Two or three times, and I was like, all right, something's wrong. So that's when I came to you, and I said, maybe she told me maybe she told me the things in the wrong order. So I tried different orders.
Oh my God, you just kept trying until you locked me out. Have your feelings changed in this year together? I think I've fallen more in love and more in with Marcus. I think the part would go in and out because Marcus has such a judgmental personality sometimes. Are you okay with me saying that? Is that the truth?
No, I'm very judgmental.
So sometimes,
right now.
So yeah, sometimes it's hard to take him places because you just wanted him to be easy. Like, don't judge people. Just chill out.
Yeah, I don't do crowds of people and new people. I just
he does do them. Me. He has done them. It's just
I have, but.
And you have done them well before, but sometimes you just...
I want to do it on my own accord.
That's, yes, and, you know, I think he's gotten a little better and not always feeling like it has to be on his own accord because it's a shame, but he's a part of my career. Like, when people, when I work with people, whether it be on YouTube or acting, and then they have a function, they're expecting to meet this man. Like, they're expecting to figure, to see who this person is, and especially when I've talked him up about, like, how funny he is, and
see, that's your fault. Don't talk about me.
But like, they ask about you. They do. They ask about you.
He's at home with the kids. Don't be saying, "Oh yeah, he's great. He's funny."
No, they ask, "Is he in the industry?"
You gotta meet him. I'm gonna bring him by.
No, I don't say that. They say, "Please, we want to meet him. Please."
Be honest. Be like, "Yeah, y'all want to meet him."
They do. They do. And you are, and you're a nice person when you want to be. So, anyways, I've grown to like him more. In the years that we've been together in this year, and I feel like he went to a birthday party yesterday and he did pretty good. I saw him talking to the dad of the twins often enough. He was talking to this one woman that he said had heart. I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, leave it alone. She might watch it. She was nice.
Well, she should know that they had caught the attention.
She knows they caught everybody's attention. That's why she had what she had on.
It was a cute romper though. It was.
But she wasn't trying to hide nothing.
She was just a yapping away. But then she started a conversation with me. So she was just friendly or trying to swing. But yeah, he was really.
I was saying, you're probably right.
Don't make me shove this pen up in your nostril. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. Oh, did you feelings? Have your feelings changed at
all?
No,
they ain't changed.
They haven't changed?
They better. I'm saying they. I said it wrong. They. It improved, not to say that they were ever bad, but yeah, like they've gotten stronger over the years.
Okay. All right. What is something you've done that has worked and really made a difference in your marriage and that you would give as advice to be successful to others on their wedding day? I feel like our vacation together is... One, it's a highlight for us every year. We look forward to it. It's something that is just he and I. Like, we took the twins 1 year, and then once they got off my breast milk, we were done with them. But that we keep that, I feel like it's very sacred to us.
Yeah, I think it's good for people to have their own marriage. Like, I know I hear a lot of people talk. Sometimes they have, like, family issues. I'm just like, y'all family is way too involved in y'all's marriage. You didn't marry anybody's family. Regardless of what people's family say, you're not marrying a family. You're marrying one person.
You really, really are. And
you need to get, if y'all need to get away or even tell an in-law or a sister or whoever to mind their business, do it. I know a lot of people that are very extremely, like, they respect their culture and this is tradition and this is just how it is in our culture. Screw my culture and yours.
We ain't doing it. I'm very protective of the people that I love, as far as in you not putting your mouth on people that I love. That includes my husband. I don't, if he's not like super close friends with a friend of mine, I don't want to hear his critique of them. None of it. It's just like, nah, mind your business. And so it is even more so when it comes to him. And don't nobody have no room to tell me their critique of my husband. They can talk to someone else about it, but they won't be talking to me about it. So they need to vent to someone else. They can talk. They can trash him.
And that's a quality we both have. And it's never come up. So I think people know us well enough.
Yeah, I think they
understand. We're protective of our own friends. So
I am. Like, if we have the same relationship with somebody and then they want to vent, that's cool. Because I know your level of love for that person is equal to mine. But... ain't nobody gonna love my husband the way I do. Maybe his mother can vent. His mother is probably the only person that I would feel comfortable just ripping Marcus a new one to me. But outside of that, I'm gonna be like, nah, keep your mouth off my man. There you have it. So having your own marriage and protecting your time, setting aside like real quality lovey-dovey time. Yeah. All right, guys. So that's the end of today's podcast. Make sure you watch the vlog. We won't have any of the vacation vlog up this week because I'm not going to be uploading while we're on vacation. But once I get back, I'll upload everything and you'll see where we got to go. And hopefully I'll have footage all this week that we're gone that you all will be able to check out. So you won't miss us. Okay? Make sure you check me out on all my social media. That Chick Angel on now Instagram. It's That Chick Angel. On YouTube is That Chick Angel TV. On Facebook is That Chick Angel. And then Snapchat is Angel the Actress, as well as on Twitter. And you can catch
him. Y'all can find me on Marco Polo.
He is on there. Yes. All right, guys. We shall talk to y'all later. Y'all be blessed. And we'll hopefully catch y'all next Wednesday. We're going to talk about 440 here soon.
Yeah.
All
right.
444. Yeah, 444. That's what it is.
Yeah, Marco Polo fan was a joke.
He's like, don't.
For the new people.
Don't you come over here. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Peace.